When I was preparing this message that the Lord gave me, I found it hard to find a scripture to start with. And I picked this one, and to be honest, at first I thought, are you sure, Lord? But bear with me, I think you'll find it does work in quite well. So what he's got to say to each one of us this morning. It's a reading from Psalm 68, 1 to 6. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Let's just come to the Lord in prayer before we look into what he's got to say to us this morning. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for our families. And today we thank you for our fathers as we remember Father's Day. But let us not forget you as our Heavenly Father. And remember the sacrifice that you made for each one of us. We know our fathers made sacrifices, but we should never forget your love for each of us, that you were willing to sacrifice your son so that it would be possible for us to be reconciled to you and adopted into your family so that we can truly call you Abba, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for all your blessings. Amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Fatherly Love. I thought that covered it with Father's Day. I'm sure you're all aware that today is Father's Day, a day when many dads, myself included, have received cards and gifts from their children, expressing their love and gratitude for all the help, the love and support that they have obtained. And you know, it's often not until we get much older that we realize just what it cost our fathers. You know, we think of where we are as we get older, maybe more affluent, and we forget what it was like back in the good old days when people had to work 40-hour weeks. And my father got married on a £1.15 a week, working in the shipyard as an apprentice upholsterer. Well, he just finished his apprenticeship. He's a journeyman upholsterer at that time. You know, we need to recognize and appreciate our fathers, those of us who are still with us. Without their sacrifices, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to develop and to grow into the people that we have become today. Some of us may have lost our fathers. I know, I guess speaking from myself, my father died when I was 16 years old, which is a very long time ago. You wouldn't think it, like, you know, to look at me, but it's quite a long time ago. But you know, his memory and his love and all that he'd done with me still lives on in my memory. And I can honestly say that I will never forget what my Father's done for me. And I'll never forget what my Heavenly Father's done for me, because he has done stuff which I never dreamt possible. Now, it's important, though, that we remember that there are children in this sad world of ours today who don't know or don't enjoy the support of their fathers. But there is a Heavenly Father who cares for us all. As we learn from John 3:16, The gospel in a nutshell: for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. From that part of scripture, it's very clear that our Heavenly Father wants a relationship with everyone. It says the whole world, not just Tom, Dick, and Harry. He wants the whole world, and he's given the whole world that opportunity to be adopted into his family and accept him as their Heavenly Father. But as it says, there is a condition to become a child of God, to really know him as their Heavenly Father. You need to believe and accept his Son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. The big difference between our earthly Father and our Heavenly Father, as I am sure will become quite clear, is that our earthly Father are only with us for a limited time. And we don't know how long we're going to have them. Their memories will live on. But you know, our Heavenly Father, he is there available to us 24/7, 365 days a year. There is no limitation with God. No matter how good your human father was, they were only human, and as such, capable like us all of making mistakes from time to time, getting things wrong, letting us down as we see it at that time. Because depending on how old we are and what it is, we may not think there's any danger in what we're doing. But them being a bit older and wiser, they do. And you know, our Heavenly Father is exactly the same with us. At times we can let him down by doing things which are out of character, like getting things wrong from time to time, guilty. But you know, he never gives up on us. He will work with us, and he will show us the way through, because he is a loving Heavenly Father. He doesn't just want to beat you with a big stick. He wants you to get things right and get what is best out of your relationship with him. Hebrews 13, verse 5b, it tells us, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's the difference between our Heavenly Father and our earthly Father. Our earthly Father can only have an influence on us while they are with us. But nothing is impossible for God, and nothing will separate us from his love. As we can read from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 8, verses 38 to 39. He writes, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What a lovely piece of scripture. You know, if you know the Lord is your God and Savior, you can hold on to that. And I don't know about you, but that there really lifts me up. That makes it quite clear to me just how much God loves and cares for me and for each who are part of his family. In 1 John 15:19, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete amongst us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. As I said from that passage, you can see that there isn't a big stick to beat everyone with. God loves the whole world, and his invitation is to the whole world to accept his Son, Jesus, so that they can rely on his love and all his promises and take ownership of them. Yes, he loved us enough to send his Son, as we've already read this morning in John 3:16, to pay the price for our sins. I'm sure that you will remember this short passage from Scripture, which I find very, it is a picture. As we read from Matthew chapter 19, 13 to 14, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." You know, the thing I love about that piece of scripture is that it reminds me, if we are serious about our relationship with Christ, if we are serious about following him, then shouldn't we have the same faith that those children have? Our children have faith in us, don't they? I can remember when I stood both of my daughters at one time on a table or on a chair and hold my arms out and say, "Jump and I'll catch you." And you know, they never give it a second thought. They just launch themselves. Why? Because they knew that I loved them enough to protect them from getting hurt. And you know, we need to have the same faith as children have when it comes to our walk with the Lord. We need to listen to what he's saying to us. And just like we would catch our children so as they didn't get hurt and come to any harm, he will keep an eye on each one in his family to make sure that they don't go the wrong way, or he will point you in the right direction. You will get a feeling from the Holy Spirit saying, "Oh, you shouldn't be here." I've been watching television programs and something's come on, and it's just, I said, "Linda, just look at her," and she's turned it over before I have. The Holy Spirit tries to protect you from all of Satan's lies, because he is the father of lies. So we need to be sure, and we need to be willing that we are tuned in to God. If you remember, we are referred to in Scripture as part of the vine, and the only way we can be connected is by remaining in him and he in us. Otherwise, we've got no power on our own. Without him, we can do nothing. So if we're serious about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, we need to listen, and we need to obey his calling, believing that he will provide for all of our needs. He will meet all of our needs and then some. Any challenge we get from him, if we are honoring it in any way, in the best way we can, he will make it possible for us to do it even better than we could do. And you know, if you do it, not only do you get to enjoy it, but you get a blessing from it. And a blessing isn't a clap on the back from someone else saying, "Well done." It's just a feeling from inside the Holy Spirit. Peace, his perfect peace. We can trust and stand in all of God's promises as we look into my favorite old prophet, Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That is engraven on my heart, that scripture, because it says it all. It's all of the benefits of knowing that you've got a Heavenly Father and knowing that He's got everything planned, your future in front of you. Because none of us know what tomorrow brings. Some of us may not be here tomorrow. We all may not be here tomorrow if the rapture happens. But if we're not here, we'll be in a better place. You know, and it's something that I think we all have to take hold of. Not to doubt, not to think, well, I can do this on my own. A lot of times we rush about and we've got lots of good ideas about doing things, how to make things better, how to make things right. But the best idea, when you've got an idea, is to get down on your knees and put it to the Lord and then take His guidance and go with His will, do it His way. Not in the old Sinatra song, I did it my way. Because you know that got him buried standing up with a bottle of tequila at his feet, I believe, somewhere in Nevada. You can only claim all of God's promises if you've chosen to accept God's Son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. As we come to the end of this message, I just put out a calling. If you're listening to this message and as yet you've not accepted His precious gift, I trust and pray that you'll give it some serious consideration this Father's Day and decide to be adopted into His family, because there's no better place I could recommend for anyone. You know, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you as our Heavenly Father for your love and your blessing on each of us and your hand upon us. And Lord, this Father's Day is just one day each year where we remember our earthly fathers, really, because each day of the year we should remember that you are our Heavenly Father and you are constant. You are not here for a short time. We are going to be with you. If we've accepted you, we've been adopted into your family, we're going to see you and come and live with you whenever you decide that the time is right for us. We don't know what that's going to be, because your Son comes back and calls us into the air to be taken up to be with you in heaven, or whether it's going to be when we leave this world. But Lord, we know that our future is secure as long as it's grounded in you. So we just thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.